What up, y'all? Today we're going to get into a curiosity, a healthy curiosity. And the definition of curiosity is a strong desire to know or learn. Pure inquisitiveness in motion. It's how the mind stretches without snapping. It's how a soul stays young in a world addicted to certainty. To become curious is to remain open without becoming gullible. It signals flexibility, not weakness. It says, I'm not married to what I think I know. And here's what most people miss. Curiosity is about collecting information. It's about refining perception. A healthy curiosity pushes mental exploration. You don't just stay at surface level when coming across new information. It leads also to self-discovery. It deepens relationships also, because genuine interest in others builds real bonds. I'm gonna say that again for the people in the back. Genuine interest in others builds real bonds. You ask questions to understand, not to argue, not to have something to say, not to rebuttal, and definitely not to prove a point. You can sit with saying, I don't know, and not panic. Because for some reason, when people have to say, I don't know, I think it makes them feel less than, stupid, unintelligent, or whatever else the case may be. But it's crazy. And when you come to an I don't know and not panic, you get to investigate patterns instead of memorizing facts to just go off in your own time some other place and just regurgitate what you done heard or what you've learned, right? Because when we get into curiosity, the most curious people are often called skeptics, right? They question heavy. They have a lot of questions. They're usually experience driven. People speaking from experience rather than speaking from a textbook or an online article. And these individuals are unwilling to accept claims on trust alone. They're on the quest for answers, knowledge, and lived truth. In numerology, curiosity belongs to the number 7. 7 is the seeker of meaning, not just answers. It isn't satisfied with what can be seen or touched alone. That's part of it, but that's not the end all be all. It studies the physical and listens for the invisible. This is why 7 also, when we get into a deeper form of numerology, it also is tied to an arrow of individuality which is known as the Arrow of the Inquirer. Formerly called the Arrow of Skepticism. And this arrow's lesson, it's simple but demanding. And it is to develop a healthy curiosity. And the method is ancient, but it's powerful. And it still applies to today's time. By simply asking questions. In other words, investigate. The number seven mind moves between worlds. What it observes with the eyes, it cross-examines with intuition. What it learns from books, it tests in isolation or in silence. What it can't immediately prove, it does not reject like a lot of people do today. Oh, if it can't be, what the young folks say, make it make sense. If we can't make it make sense right away, we reject it. But you shouldn't reject it. Sit back and contemplate. Seven is also the philosopher, the intellectual, the quiet thinker asking questions that don't trend, but transform. Seven isn't loud curiosity, it's sacred curiosity. The kind that sits with paradox and refuses to rush conclusions. Right? You don't have to have an answer right away. Where other numbers gather data, seven seeks understanding. Where others chase certainty, seven explores mystery. It knows wisdom doesn't always shout. Sometimes it whispers. But here's the checkpoint every strong seven must face. Curiosity can turn into isolation if it never returns to the world. But I know what you're saying. We grow in isolation, and you're right. But did you hear the part when I said, if it never returns to the world? Knowledge without integration becomes a tower, not a bridge. This is what curiosity does. It bridges. It doesn't just be off up in the tower like Rapunzel, waiting to be rescued. A healthy seven curiosity learns when to descend from the mountain. To share, to teach, to test insights in real life. Because if you just stay up there on that mountaintop, who's gonna get what you've learned? Because the things we learn, we must share with others. We must teach others. Right? The true philosopher isn't the one who knows the most. It's the one who keeps asking better questions. And a true skeptic, they accept nothing blindly. They investigate for themselves. But once convinced of truth, they commit with unwavering conviction. And that, my friends, is curiosity at its highest form. So I'm going to leave you with 5 homework questions. What beliefs, ask this to yourself. Reflection questions. What beliefs do I currently hold that I've never personally investigated? Who handed them to me and why did I accept them? Number 2, when I ask questions, am I seeking understanding or trying to defend my position? What am I afraid of? What am I afraid would happen if I were wrong? Number 3. Where in my life do I avoid saying, I don't know? What certainty am I clinging to that might be limiting my growth? Number 4. What patterns keep showing up in my experiences that I've been ignoring or oversimplifying? What might they be trying to teach me? And number 5, how can I bring what I've learned inward back to the world? Who benefits if I share instead of retreat? And for those overachievers out there, I got a bonus question for you. Is my curiosity helping me connect? Or giving me an excuse to hide? I want y'all to sit with these. Don't rush them. Let them come with ease. Because 7 likes silence. Thank y'all for joining me. And until next time, you're all stars, so shine light.
If you like these daily horoscopes and would like one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, but your chart, cash at me $20 with your birth info and I'll record one and drop it in the feed. Tips also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full readings at iamastrologyreadings.com, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's got to eat too. I appreciate you in advance.